So another edition of Champions League here. Today we're going to be discussing the games that happened on Tuesday and Wednesday. We have a few good games on Tuesday for Champions League. Real Madrid played again against Borussia Dortmund. They played in Germany. 3-1 Real Madrid. So Real Madrid has 6 points now. They won the first game and they won the second game. And there's some other Premier League teams that played that day. City won against Shakhtar. That was 2-0. We had Liverpool tying again, so that's a second draw for them. Sevilla won their game, so they have 4 points. Liverpool has 2 points, so that's what's going on in that group. So far, the only team that hasn't won from the Premier League has been Liverpool. The other teams have been successful. Yesterday, we saw Barcelona versus Sporting Lisbon. Barcelona won 1-0 with a on goal, kind of questionable, but it was 1-0. Also, yesterday, we saw Chelsea beat Atletico Madrid 2-1 in the last play of the game. So it was 47 minutes. So Chelsea's in number one spot. Juventus did win after losing to Barcelona last time around. So they won 2-0. So it's looking pretty good for some of the Premier League teams. Liverpool has to find their way to win. So let's see what's going to happen. They have to win the next few games in order to keep their hopes alive to go to the round 16. So next games will be played, I think, after the falling international break. International break is starting beginning of October until mid-October, and then there's some games in November. I'll talk more about that later on. In terms of what's going to happen, who is on the verge of making to the World Cup in 2018, or who is not making to the World Cup. It's kind of iffy for some countries that you know their presences needs to be in the World Cup. But other than that, that's the recap for this week. Pretty good games, pretty solid games. Some games not really worth watching. Oh, and also PSG won against Bayern Munich. That was the big game. That was expected from a lot of people. Not very good from Bayern Munich, but PSG came out on top with 3-0 in Paris. So that's all I have so far. And later on, I will be posting about Arsenal's second game for Europa League, since they're not playing Champions League this year. And I'll talk more about that on the later on podcast. So hopefully everybody tunes in for this. And I hope to hear from you guys sometime soon. Bye. Hey everyone, this is Arthur again with another audio recording, another podcast for you guys to enjoy. I read earlier today that Carlo Ancelotti, the coach for Bayern Munich, got fired. So he's no longer the coach. After 3 seasons, he was with them. He had a pretty good record, 72% wins. Only 15% losses, so it comes to no surprise that he got let go after the defeat from PSG yesterday for Champions League, 3-0. Bayern Munich is currently sitting at third place at German League, so we'll see what happens, who's going to take over, and where they go from there. Hopefully you guys hear this, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Hey everyone, this is Arthur again. This is another one that I said that I was gonna post later on. This is about regarding Arsenal plays their second game for Europa League today. I've been watching Arsenal this year so far, and I'm not impressed. I saw them against Cologne, the first game for Europa League, in which they won 3-1, but the first goal was from Cologne was out of this world. It was a bad clearance from the keeper, and the midfielder just took it and just scored a really nice goal. So it's very... their defense is very iffy right now. I'm not sure what Wenger's trying to do with their forwards. He doesn't play Lacazette, or he doesn't play Sanchez on their proper position. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with this team. On the last game for the Premier League, Arsenal had a questionable call for a PK in their favor. So it was 2-0 against West Brom. This was last Monday. So I'm not impressed with how far they got this season in the last few games. I kind of think that out of all the Premier teams that are fighting for a championship this year, Arsenal's kind of the weaker link out of all of them. They are definitely, in my view, they're behind Chelsea, behind Tottenham, behind City and United, as well as Liverpool. So I'm not sure where that stand for them. So probably, like, I would say fifth or sixth place in Premier League. I know it's a ballsy statement to say, but they haven't done much. They lost a lot of players during the transfer window, and today they're going to play a second game for Champions League, for Europa League, I'm sorry. So we'll see what happens. They already got 3 points for Europa League, so we'll see where they go from there. And probably soon I will be talking about the upcoming games for World Cup qualifying. Where we stand in terms of Common Ball, CONCACAF, and Europa for UEFA. And we go from there. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this so far. I hope that today's game is a little bit more exciting for Arsenal. Because I'm tuning out every time they play the other game, the other teams, like I mentioned. They're more exciting. But anyways, hopefully you guys are enjoying this podcast so far, and I'll hear from you guys soon. Bye.